Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Probably you heard about famous pilgrimage place Santiago de Compostela. It is Spain, and all this pilgrimage place is there because of tomb of Saint Apostle Jacob. What is rare on this pilgrimage is that thousands and thousands of people every year for centuries walk to this pilgrimage place, to this Santiago de Compostela. Many pilgrimage starts, it is in Spain, but many pilgrimage starts in France, some in other countries. Even in Slovakia there is this path, you know, still you can find these signs on some churches which are marks that this is this way for pilgrims towards like this Santiago de Compostela. Many people, they walk every day for like 40, some for 50, some for 60 days to get there. Even if they walk in groups, during this walking, they are somehow alone because you cannot talk when you walk. And there are some steps and instructions what to do during this pilgrimage. Common experience of these pilgrims is when they finish the pilgrimage, so there are several results. At first, they are super tired, super smelly, bad. But what is important is they always say, "We were changed." And I was listening to one discussion which was given by a group of students of university who decided to, during summer, to spend summer on this pilgrimage. So they set up somewhere in the France, they started their journey. I think it took like 42 days of walking, but you know, you walk not 1 mile, but you walk like 15 or 20 miles per day. And this group of young people, he joined them not because he wanted to do pilgrimage, but he decided that it would be good project for his final like test or project in the school, because he was studying how to make movies or something like that, and it was like closing work, you know, final work, and he decided it would be great topic to do documentary about this pilgrimage. He was baptized, but well, not practical Christian. When they finished, he said, "What I need now is confession." And he was really changed from a person who didn't care about God, who didn't care about faith, who didn't care about anything, to a person who really changed radically his lifestyle, and from non-believer, he became believer. And they asked him, "What happened there?" And he said, "I don't know." They asked him, "Why did somehow God touch you?" And he said, "For sure, but I cannot point finger where. I just know that I was changed by God's grace." And look, this is something what is very common, because many times when we hear about conversions or changing of heart, we always somehow expect some kind of drama, some big things, maybe lightning, you know, or something strange things. But Usually it is not this way. Usually it is something what happens on our way towards God. This young man, he was not looking for God. He was not looking for a way how to change his life and to become more Christian. He just wanted to do his job. His intention for that pilgrimage was selfish, because he wanted to use it to conclude his studies. But he exposed himself to two things. This first one was silence, which was a lot of on this journey. And the second thing is some kind of solitude, when with simplicity of life, when he had only necessary things what he could carry on his back. Those two things were enough to make his soul open for God's grace. If we are exposed to silence and some kind of solitude, we come to contact with God, because our soul is looking for God. Our soul is thirsty for God. And if we remove all this ballast we put to our life, then our soul can really raise and start to really make this journey towards God. And soul always meets God. Always. The answer of the soul to God's words can be yes or no, is another thing, but always soul meets God. The same thing it was with this lady from the gospel. She was making this journey towards well. She had to walk. And because of her life, she was ashamed to join somebody in the group chattering. He always went alone. And in silence. And in this loneliness and this silence, solitude and silence, she met Christ. What did he tell her? Something shocking, something, you know, exciting that she, no, she, he had just simple dialogue with her when he revealed himself to her. And this touch of God's grace caused that she, her soul and her heart was changed. And we know her now like Saint Fotina. She became saint. And I think that this is good message for us, our to think about this, because this is something what we need to do, because we complain many times we feel signs around us that faith is like disappearing from hearts of people. Even we can see that how fragile is our faith, how many times we have to really fight for our faith, for this relationship with God, and sometimes we even don't feel anything in our hearts. And we ask, what can I do to make my faith stronger? To my faith, like firmer. What can I do? But what we can do if we say, well, I'm so busy that I don't have time for prayer. What can we do if we say that, well, my life, my day is so filled with different many activities that really I am so tired to say my evening prayers. How can we come to this dialogue with Christ, this changing our human hearts and souls? I am not encouraging, it would be great, but I don't encourage you to go, and we cannot all go to Santiago de Compostela and to walk for 40, 50 days. But for sure, we can make small pilgrimage every day. We can go to silence, in silence to solitude, which we create with this desire to hear God's voice, to hear what God wants us to tell us, to uncover this thirst of our soul for God. And for sure, we will be changed and transformed with God's grace, because God answers to everybody who is looking for Him. And I am saying this not only because I saw many, many times that it works. I am saying this because I can see this happening in this parish too. I am seeing people who really go and sometimes sacrifice their time to come and to learn more about Christ, about spiritual life. And I can see how deeply they are touched and how huge change is coming to their life, how they are changing. It's working. If we make every day this little pilgrimage in silence to solitude, when our soul will be open for God, and in solitude that we will be not bothered with other things, God's grace will touch us. Our soul will start this dialogue with Christ, and His grace will give us power to go to firmer and joyful faith. It's up to us if we use this ascetical practice. Many who use that were enriched and blessed and sanctified. We can be too. Amen.